Next, Outdoor Radio, a monthly feature that takes us outside to explore the natural world. Today, biologists Kent McFarland and Sarah Zahendra of the Vermont Center for Eco Studies take us to a managed deer yard to learn how these areas support the white-tailed deer population.
We thought we'd be snowshoeing into this deer yard. Instead, we're trying to crunch our way across the leaves,
right,
which makes the deer more happy, but they still need these places as microclimates to survive the winter.
Absolutely. And if it were a normal winter here in Vermont, in this time in the end of February, there would usually be a good bit of snow on the ground. And one of the other reasons that the deer love these deer yards is because it creates sort of a buffer from that deep snow.
Let's hike up this hill and go find a deer yard.
I'm Sarah Zahendra.
And I'm Kent McFarland.
We're biologists with the Vermont Center for Eco Studies.
Welcome to Outdoor Radio.
There they go.
Yeah. Up the ridge.
Yeah. Well, let's go see where they were laying down.
Oh, wait. There's one. There's still a whole bunch of the herd off to the right, right in the heart of those hemlocks, which is where we're going.
Yeah.
That's the place we want to check out.
So we have just hiked up a really steep hill here in Norwich, Vermont, and we're in sort of a little depression on a hillside. There's no snow on the ground, it's just a whole bunch of leaves, but we're in this depression that is a deer yard.
And what makes it a deer yard is it's a hemlock grove.
Right.
And these hemlock trees are, you know, they're not super big and super old, they're maybe 40 feet high or so, but they're interlocking enough that they're keeping the snow out of here.
And they provide a great cover for deer during the winter. And you can tell that there have been a lot of deer in this area. There's some depressions that we can see in the leaves, and yep, there's plenty of other evidence as well that we're stepping on.
Well, and the thing is what the deer do all winter long in these special little woodlots is they just sort of stand around. They need to save about 40 or 50% of their energy just to stay warm. So they don't want to move around a lot. They want to come in these deer yards and just hang out. And when you're just hanging out in here, well, scat happens, right? There's a lot of scat in here. They're just hanging out and trying not to use very much energy.
And one of the great things about this spot in particular is that those interlocking hemlock trees keep it safe from snow, or from a lot of the snow. So what you'll find in these deer wintering areas is that the snow isn't anywhere near as deep as it is outside of them. And that's one way in which deer are able to conserve energy, because walking through a foot of snow takes a lot of energy.
Well, and even when there's not very much snow like now, I mean, it's mostly leaves around.
Yep.
If I look outside the deer yard, I can see large patches of snow.
Mm-hmm.
But underneath us here in this hemlock grove, there's a tiny little patch
nice.
Over there. There's hardly any snow in here at all. I mean,
yeah.
It's a nice little microclimate. And these little places, they can be small. This one is, maybe a few acres of hemlock at the mm-hmm. most. We saw maybe 10 deer, something like that in here.
But they can be much bigger as well. And in addition to that, these areas are often used year after year by the same deer or by the offspring.
Yeah,
deer.
I mean, they can be used for 50-100 years if it's not cut or impeded upon by forestry operations too badly. And that's where landowners can really come into play here. If you can identify deer yards on your land and sort of keeping those intact, it's really important for deer survival.
Right, because honestly, deer couldn't survive the winter unless they had these habitats. So oftentimes we think of deer as they can survive anywhere, because when we see them during the summer and the fall, they're roaming around our homes. But in the wintertime, this particular microclimate, this habitat, is really, really important for their survival.
And, you know, Vermont Fish and Wildlife Department has done a lot of work with deer yards, mapping them out in the state. And there's only about 7 or 8% of Vermont's forests qualify as deer yards. So it's not like you can just go anywhere and find these. They're scattered about, and it's really important to keep them intact for the deer herd to survive the winter.
To keep our populations healthy.
You know, I wanted to go up and just check. It's a little bit thicker up over there. So I just want to go and see if we can find some beds from last night.
And maybe we'll actually, once we get over that hill, be able to see a couple of the deer.
Cool. Let's do it.
All right.
So this is a bed right here.
Yep.
And the cool thing is, if it's snow, it hardly melts, which is amazing. And here's a deer bed right in front of us, and there's hair all over the place.
Yeah, and it's kind of difficult to see without the snow, but you can see there's a little bit of a depression in the leaves, and the leaves are all crushed down. If you get down and you look closely, there are, in fact, deer hairs.
Yep,
we found several of them. And these are really fascinating little things. The hairs have some great insular properties to them. And what I'm holding is one of the guard hairs, right?
Yeah, and it's all filled with air, which is pretty cool.
And then they have another layer of fur that's fuzzy and woolly, and it also helps keep them warm during the wintertime.
So the guard hairs have all this air filled inside of them, air pockets, and that's a shield.
Right.
Underneath is really this thick, more wool-like hair, intertwined and holding lots more air underneath it. So when they lay on the snow, they barely melt it.
Exactly.
The other thing about this deer yard that's pretty neat is it's on a slope, a pretty steep slope, mm-hmm. but it's facing sort of to the south.
Yep.
So you get that daytime solar radiation hitting it. It warms you up in here.
I'm almost feeling cozy.
And the thing about around us, Sarah, that I'm noticing a lot is there's a lot of deer scat in here.
Yep. Well, which is how we really know it's a deer yard, is because this is everywhere.
And if you look at this scat, I mean, there's a lot of it here, but if you look at it, this is slightly gross, but not really. These are herbivores. They're just eating vegetation. And in the wintertime, they're eating mostly woody stuff.
Exactly.
They're nipping off branches of trees. They're eating whatever they can.
Well, because in addition to conserving energy, right, they have to take in calories, at least some calories.
Some calories. And look, if I'm breaking this piece of scat apart, and it's like sawdust.
Yeah.
It's literally like sawdust. This deer has been feeding on branches, bushes, whatever it can gnaw on
just
for a little
pieces
while.
Of wood. Deer have a really complex digestive system, and as you know, it's actually illegal to feed deer in Vermont.
And there's a good reason.
I know that when I see deer in the wintertime, towards the end of the winter, they start to look thin and scraggly, and I really want to help them out, but it's not a good idea to do that. And the reason is because deer have a complex system of microorganisms in their digestive tract.
Just like we do, basically.
Just like we do. Even more complex than a deer. And what happens is come winter, those microorganisms change. And the change happens because they need help digesting that winter food, which is woody vegetation. And it doesn't have a whole lot of nutrients. It doesn't have a whole lot of protein. So they need some specialized microorganisms to break them down.
And if we feed stuff like seeds and corn,
that can actually kill them. It takes about 2 weeks for these microorganisms to change over. And so if you dump a 50-pound bag of corn, they will eat and eat and eat and actually starve to death because they can't digest that high carbohydrate diet.
So a better thing to do is keep these deer yards intact.
Exactly.
It's all about habitat.
Yep. This is what they do naturally.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting, Sarah. I don't really think of deer much in the wintertime. I see them in the summertime out in the fields. I think about them in the fall. But come winter, I kind of forget about them. And here we are standing in the most important piece of habitat for them for their annual survival.
Exactly. The time of year when nobody's really thinking about them is the most important time of year for the deer.
Yeah. You know, that herd just passed up over that ridge over there, and I'm thinking they probably want to get back down in here into their favorite habitat.
Exactly.
So I think we should move on.
Let's do it.
I'm Kent McFarland.
And I'm Sarah Zahendra.
Thanks for listening to Outdoor Radio.
Outdoor Radio is produced in collaboration with the Vermont Center for Eco Studies. You can see photos and find links to learn more about white-tailed deer at vpr.net.